Okay. There's a something very strange, or many things that are very strange in the Rambam. Here's one of them. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchot Teshuva goes into great detail about what does it mean to have proper repentance in terms of tshuva and the stages and the charata and the ziva and the vidui, the confession and the remorse and the future and the past in great detail. Yet he says, "Kiyot shofar Rosh Hashanah gzirat hakatuv." And it says, "Uru yishinim mishinatchem, wake up you sleepy heads from your slump, your sleep, v'nir demim me ikitzum mitardim atchem." The Rambam, however, says Rosh Hashanah, you blow the shofar, and it's going to shock you, wake you up from your slumber, and you're going to do tshuva. I don't understand. Why are you telling me that's not tshuva? Isn't tshuva all about stopping to sin, vidui, charata, all the stages of tshuva? Being remorseful, not doing it again? So I made reference to this earlier. I think it is very worthwhile.
Whoa.
What? Very worthwhile repeating again. And that is, you don't understand. There are two different times you do tshuva. The tshuva on Rosh Hashanah is not about looking at every act that you did and analyzing and scaling it to being remorseful and regretful. There's no vidur Rosh Hashanah. There's no Hashem, there's no Bagadnu. We don't say Slicha. There's no mention barely of any sins that we did in Rosh Hashanah. So how is it the day of Yom HaDin? How's the judgment? Imagine you're going to a king, you're going to a court, and you're being judged, right? And you never say, I'm sorry. There's no mention of sorry. What type of court case is this? It's absurd. Rav Soloveitchik said, Rosh Hashanah is about Hirhor Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is all about realizing the bigger picture. That sometimes in life, I've led mistakes, I've done something wrong, I've forgotten that God is sovereign, I've forgotten that what I do actually matters, I'm not always conscious of who I am and what I am and what am I here for and what's my purpose, and it's the much bigger picture, right? That is what the purpose of Rosh Hashanah is all about. The shofar is about penetrating oneself into is that sound, to penetrate to the core, where a person ultimately realizes that they want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Kook in Orot HaTshuva actually says that Hirhor Teshuva is about bringing one's inner desire. It's a foundation for tshuva where he convinces himself or herself that he really wants to do it. You have to want to be in. Rosh Hashanah is the day where we say, I'm in. That's his purpose, that's his function, that I think is why the tefillah specifically focus us in that way. And then over the next few days, we go through and we re-examine our actions and our deeds until eventually reaching the point in time where we receive tshuva gemura leading up to the days of Yom HaKippurim. I wish everybody a ktiva v'chatima tova to and your families. Like I said before, a good health and happy year. Shana tova.